Hey everybody, welcome to a new edition of Darryl Davis Black and Green. Here we are, 2024. You know, I want to talk about this whole notion of, I see people saying during election times, mostly during the national elections, that Martin Luther King Jr. died for your right to vote. And, you know, I get so offended when I hear that because it's absolutely not true. That's another conversation for those of you who believe that. But this is just the white democratic power structure exploiting black emotions and unfortunately our lack of black history. And so for 2024, we're not playing that game. When I say we, I am talking about a whole network of probably millions of African Americans nationally who are no longer voting the lesser evil. The Democratic Party does not want to share power with black people, their most loyal voting bloc over the years, the margin of victory in many races. And, you know, the vicious game that's played, and, you know, just to use simple math as an example, if you have 10 people that build a house, and three of them are black, and once the house is done, only 7 white people go in there. That's more for them. And that's the vicious game the Democrats are playing. So when they can get so-called black leaders to vote Democrat, these black leaders will get money, nice house, nice car. You know, it's much easier to give, $250,000 to one black person than millions of dollars to a black community. And that's the economics that the Democratic Party is playing. They're very racist. They're very manipulative. So when I see them saying that Martin Luther King Jr. died for the right to vote, that's coming out of the white democratic circles. And a lot of black people are parroting it. And then because we've had the history of the civil rights movement basically erased from the national consciousness, there are many of us grassroots activists who know that history and continue to study and learn from it. And so we're stuck in two-dimensional thinking. So we have, so as a community, too many people in our community don't understand the power of the vote is not just vote Democrat or Republican. But that's the scenario that's handed to you year after year, and it disempowers you. Let me give you an example, an extreme example. All right, it's 2024. Say in 2030, you have a Hitler-like candidate on the Democratic Party and a Stalin-like candidate on the Republican Party. Is it really your job to show up and vote? See, because we're not far away from that now as black people. Joe Biden has one of the most horrible records against the black community that we've seen. And yet his black cheerleaders, who are the only ones benefiting from him being there, run around saying, oh, we got to vote for Joe Biden and Trump is horrible. You know, Trump is the boogeyman. And one thing about black people, if you want us to get to do anything, just invent a boogeyman. And so that is not exercising your right to vote by just showing up. You've heard me say on this program many times that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. Well, we have to be at the table in 2024. We're not showing up to vote for Hitler or Stalin. We're going to be in the room and at the table and say, no, don't like that candidate. Nope, don't like that candidate. Nope, what does he stand for? What does she stand for? Are you going to bring jobs into the black community? Are you going to make sure that there's a civilian police review board with teeth? Are you going to build affordable housing? Are you going to have youth programs? See, because we're not running from the boogeyman anymore. We're running towards justice. And so that is the strategy that more and more black people are adopting nationally. We're going to be at the table, or we're going to let you lose and join us in poverty and get a real job and see how that feels. The other thing that we're going to be doing is we're going to be primarying Democrats. We've beat them. The Committee for Justice in Westchester County, our base is peak skill. But I've been called all up and down the Hudson Valley to help organize. I've been to Newburgh, to Beacon, to New Rochelle, to White Plains, to Greenburgh, to Ossining, town of Cortland. I get called all over. Why? Because the road that I'm on in the Committee for Justice and other grassroots activists is a lonely, difficult role. It ain't for everybody. And I'm here to tell you, I could have easily been a retired millionaire by now. The offers I received since I was right out of my youth, high paying jobs, consultant fees, speaking fees. And I mean, very high paying to sell out my community, to deliver votes to white politicians, turn my back on my community and let them be exploited and mass evict and displaced. And I said no. So instead of being this retired millionaire right now, I fight for my very existence. I'm on the battlefield. I'm on the front line. And many of you have seen me. You've seen me roughed up by police, dragged out in handcuffs for speaking up for my community. There was almost a riot in Peekskill some years ago when Peekskill police roughed me up on Washington Street, and people came out of their houses yelling like, get off of him. What is wrong with you people? But this is the road that I'm on. It comes from love of my people. Over the years, I've been asked, why aren't I afraid? And the simple answer is, perhaps I am. I don't entertain it, but this I do know. My hatred for injustice and exploitation burns hotter than any fear I might feel. And it's just the way I'm built. And so I'm on this road that some have made the ultimate sacrifice for, whether it's Malcolm, Martin, Angela Davis, Imam Jamil, H. Rat Brown. On this road, they come for you. They frame you. They kill you. They make you unemployed. They make you homeless. On the Democratic Party road, they put you in a nice suit, a nice house, a nice car. All you got to do is not be a voice for black people. 2024, we woke. Too many black people are not playing that game anymore. We're not voting the lesser evil. Either you're going to revitalize our communities, either you're going to represent us, or you're going to lose too. Well, Darryl, if you do that, Trump's going to win. Whether Trump is in or Biden is in, the black condition doesn't change. Because we play this dirty game of lesser evils, because we play this dirty game of we have to vote for Biden, otherwise Trump is going to win. We're the only group they tell that to. Everybody else gets something in return for their vote, except black people. Now, some of this is because this is the way the system is built. I mean, we are still an oppressed people in a white supremacy society. And so it is structured to keep us oppressed. And the Democratic Party is not going to liberate black people. And so if you want it, the only way we're going to get progress is through our own hands, through our own intellect, through our own actions, allied with people who get it. Democratic Party is not going to give it to us. It's not their job. When Black Lives Matter was at its height, and Black Lives Matter activists, by the way, which is separate from the organization, the bougie leaders who exploited that whole situation, showed up at Democratic Party functions and rallies and raised issues of concern to black people. The National Democratic Committee put out a memo. When they do that, change the subject to black-on-black violence. Now, you know how grimy that is? First of all, black-on-black violence is a symptom of oppression and poverty. Every group, white, black, every group has gone through periods of violence against their own when they're impoverished and disenfranchised. It's not a racial thing. It is an economic, political symptom. But it just shows you that the Democratic Party has no respect for us because we just give our votes away. In Westchester County, you got black elected officials. I ain't heard one of them use the word racism. I ain't heard one of them use the word gentrification. And the same thing is true in Peekskill. You have a black woman Mayor, voiceless for black people. You have blacks on the count. You have Mayor Vivian McKenzie. You have Councilman Rob Scott, who's on the Pisco Housing Authority Board. And Mayor McKenzie has appointed board members who are hostile to public housing. They're trying to gentrify. We're on to you. We're not having it. So 2024, we're running our own candidates. We're primarying Democrats. We're registering people to vote for leaders from our community, not leaders, not misleaders who come into our community. 2024, we're no longer voting the lesser evils. We're no longer showing up and pulling the lever. We're banging on them doors. We're going to be at the table, and we're going to have a say on who is actually on that ticket. And we're going backwards to go forwards. We're going to start raising the issues. We're going to remind people that there was a man named Malcolm X who talked about the house Negro and the field Negro. And there was a man named Martin Luther King Jr. And there are still people here on the battlefield that the corporate media tries to ignore that has more answers than Jesse and Al and the other acceptable militants. Be a part of this movement. Westchester County and beyond. Hey, follow my podcast. Please subscribe. Paid subscriptions is one of the ways I raise money to continue to do the work I do. My travel bills, my phone bills, my gas, all comes out of my own pocket. When you call me to come to Newburgh, I get in my car and I drive and I don't charge a dime. Meanwhile, every Sunday, y'all giving money to pastor, and pastor ain't been at one council meeting in 30 years speaking up for your housing. Once a month, you go to an NAACP meeting and you paying dues, and the NAACP hasn't showed up for one issue for black people. Time to change that dynamic. We're coming for these misleaders and these sellouts. We're bringing power and influence back to the black community. Real progress. And you will always hear me say, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.